Jesus Christ is risen today. Alleluia. Our triumphant holy day. Alleluia.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, may the grace and peace of God our Creator, the love of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you. We enter into this most holy day grateful for the tremendous gifts God gives us, our life, our health, our future. The Lord also gives us hope that we will share fully in Christ's resurrection.
Alleluia.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning while it was still dark and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb and we don't know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloths there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloths there, and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first. He saw and believed, for they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice, rejoice, and be glad.
These days, staying at home, self-isolating, can feel a bit like being in our own metaphorical tomb. We feel confined. We long for the day when a walk around the block or a quick trip to the store won't seem quite so daring. When we won't be preoccupied by masks and gloves and sanitizer. When our days are no longer defined by the things we can't do, and we can focus again on the things we can. In the meantime, we do what people have always done who have lived through challenging times. We wait and pray and hope. Even though it is not anything we would ever hope for, that's not a bad way to enter into our celebration of Easter today. Because on an infinitely greater scale, before Easter, the whole human race was waiting to be freed from all that burdened their souls, all that held them down. They were waiting and hoping and praying to be saved. Today we celebrate the great answer to that prayer. The story of salvation is sprinkled with momentous moments. There was the moment lost in time when God, who desired to have an object for divine love, shaped a man and woman in his own image. There was the great redemptive story of the Old Testament when God fashioned a chosen people through whom all the people of the earth would be blessed. There was the night when the heavens opened and angels sang, and the Son of God took on our nature and was born in a stable. There was the dark afternoon when in an act of unimaginable love, God's own incarnation mounted a cross to free us from our sins. But as awesome as all those moments were, creation and covenant, the crash and the cross, they pale in comparison to what we celebrate today. A silent morning and the voice of an angel and the words that changed our destiny. He is not here. He has been raised. Those simple syllables summon us to worship, to rejoice in the victory that gave us new life. This year is a unique Easter celebration, scattered as we are, praying in our homes. We are united deeply, though, in our prayer and in our hunger for the Eucharist. We are united in prayer as we remember those who are affected by the coronavirus and those who are starting this Easter day alone, uncertain, or afraid. We lift them up in prayer, along with those who are worried about their future or their jobs. And we offer a common prayer of gratitude for the dedicated, skilled, and compassionate people who are helping lift our nation. And we pray fervently for the day when life is predictable again and things return to normal. You know, there is a place you can go where every day is always predictable, where the weather is consistently the same, though I'm not sure you'd ever want to go visit. It's Death Valley, a 140-mile stretch of California where temperatures reach 134 degrees and less than 2.5 inches of rain fall every year. It is one of the driest places on earth. Any water that falls there quickly evaporates, and only tourists and iguanas would think to hang around. Several years ago, though, in that barren wasteland, rain fell for 19 consecutive days, and an amazing thing happened. The bone-dry earth came to life. Seeds that had laid dormant for years burst into bloom. Flowers blossomed on cactuses and sprouted from the earth. And the desert was transformed into a sea of vibrant color. In a spiritual sense, this is what we celebrate at Easter, when perfect love brought life to a love-starved world. Jesus did it, the scriptures tell us, to free us from sin. A religion teacher was trying to teach that lesson once on sin and the sacrament of penance to her students, and at the end of the lesson she asked, "Can anyone tell me what you have to do before you can be forgiven for your sins?" And one smart aleck student said, "You have to go out and sin." Well, he got it right. The ancient Easter hymn we sang last night, the Exultet, sung at the Easter Vigil, has a beautiful line about sin. In the Latin, it is felix culpa, O happy fault. Because if it wasn't for our sins, we never would have known the depth of God's love. So if you have sinned, which includes everybody, today we celebrate, because what Christ has done for us has been revealed to our hearts that love, God's love, is greater than our sins, that God's mercy is greater than human weakness, that when we rise in Christ, and if we fall, even in sin, in the end we fall into the arms of a loving God. And what proof do we have of this? An empty cross, an empty tomb, and us. For some people, I suppose, the resurrection is nothing more than a doctrine, something we believe, an intellectual construct, or maybe some test of our religious orthodoxy. But for others, the resurrection is something more. It is freeing, like discovering you can fly. Christ lifts us up beyond the pedestrian and the mundane and tells us we are glory bound. Some years ago, there was a commercial airline flight that narrowly avoided tragedy with 172 people on board, 23,000 feet above the ocean. One of its three engines failed. The amazing power of those engines made by Rolls-Royce was so great that the manufacturers claim one engine could produce enough thrust to keep you in the air, though I would not like to personally test that proposition. With remarkable skill, the pilot landed safely and nobody was hurt. A later investigation found that what caused that crisis was a part as small as a wedding ring. All that massive power brought to a halt by one small essential piece. Today we celebrate the power of the resurrection, that immense force that empowered the church through history, that has given us a new beginning in life, that has brought us from death to the promise of God. And yet all of that power depends on one small, essential part, our willingness to say yes to God. Today, Christ says yes to us, the same Christ who said, "Fear not, I give you my peace," who said, "I will be with you always." This is not blind faith. This is our experience. In our prayer, in our lives, in our day-to-day routine, in times of crisis, in moments of despair, in the heights of our greatest joy, in the times of our deepest sorrow, within our families and in the family of the church, this is what God has revealed. Christ is with us. The poet Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "Easter takes us out of time and makes us feel eternity." And that is what we celebrate today. The tomb had to be empty because Christ now lives in us. Let us pray. May the grace of this Paschal Sacrament abound in our minds and hearts, O Lord, and make those you have set on the way of eternal salvation worthy of your gifts. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Go in peace. Alleluia. Alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia. Blessed Jesus, make us rise from the life of this corruption to the life that never dies. May your glory be our portion when the days of time are past, and the dead shall be awakened by the trumpet's mighty blast.